Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read, whether those written by me or by one of my many friends in what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today, and we'll share interviews with patients and with experts. So get your pen and paper ready now so you won't miss ideas that you want to remember. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in Metro Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or a holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices. Practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives. And practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. This one is from an unknown author, but quite salient. It says, I believe in the sun, even though it is slow in rising. I believe in you, without realizing. I believe in rain, though there are no clouds in the sky. I believe in truth, even though people lie. I believe in peace, though sometimes I am violent. I believe in God, even though He is silent. Some interesting perspectives for our lives to look at what we really do believe in and why, and what we believe in that we don't necessarily see or touch or have what we would call palpable evidence for. We just know that things work out. Now today we have really something wonderful, and I mean spectacular. When I first heard about this, I was very skeptical. And when I first had treatments done on me, I was absolutely startled at how successful this could be. So let's talk about ways in which people get injured because this treatment program helps that. If you were delivered by vaginal birth or you suffered a long and difficult birth, perhaps with forceps, then your head, the bones in your skull, could have changed their configuration from what you would want them to be. If you've crashed your bicycle or tricycle or scooter or motorcycle at any time in your life, and of course, that includes all of us. Or if you've fallen or gotten bumped hard while skating or skateboarding, skiing or surfing or just playing other sports. Well, that's just about all of us, isn't it? If you've fallen off a swing or a seesaw or monkey bars or while you were just horsing around or even just walking or jogging or suffered any other serious fall or blow to your face or head, maybe even in a fight or while running, if you've stumbled on a step or off a ladder or stood up underneath a shelf, that's always a wake-up call. If you've played sports that repeatedly stressed your body, football, you know, that's not a contact sport, that's a collision sport. Or baseball, basketball, the most contact of the non-contact sports, I think that's basketball. Soccer, tennis, cheerleading, gymnastics, weights, or even aerobics and golf. If you've worn braces for your teeth or perhaps a retainer or had major dental work done, or if you've been in an accident in a car or truck, if you've sustained a neck whiplash or suffered a shoulder injury, or ridden in bouncing boats or go-karts, bumper cars or similar fun rides, or ridden motorcycles or horses or bulls, after all this is Texas, or if you've suffered intense stress or emotional upset. This show is for you because what we're going to talk about is the treatment for the conditions that arise when we unfortunately get injured by these many ways. So we're going to skip going into a significant symptom today because we have a special treat. We later are going to share with you an expert whose ideas you'll want to hear and be able to share with your family and friends talking about these very injuries. So remember to call us for a CD or a tape cassette of this program. You'll definitely want to share this one. So first, to introduce our topic, which is help for your headaches, I guess. That's what my upcoming book on this is going to be titled. It's so much more. So really, help for your headaches is such a small way of looking at it. But we're going to actually show you from a patient who's had this treatment and done extremely well, and then we'll talk with the fellow who developed this treatment. And the treatment itself is called NCR, neurocranial restructuring. And then we're going to tell you how it's done and what happens. So first of all, we're joined today by Scott Wills, who's been a patient and enjoyed getting the results from these treatments. So good morning, Scott.
Hello there.
How are you?
Doing quite well, thank you.
Excellent. And of course, you know, when we started together, you couldn't give that answer, could you?
Not at all.
Not at all. Give us, if you will, just a thumbnail sketch on what has happened to you, what kind of things in the past were troublesome, and what the doctors told you about them.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. That's not a thumbnail, is it?
No, that's not a thumbnail. In 1986, my body basically fell apart. I had problems because I had been in a fight in eighth grade that crushed my sinuses. I had lead poisoning, mercury poisoning, basically because of dealing with leaded gasoline and dental fillings and stuff. My house had carbon monoxide poisoning. I had pneumonia, and it just all came together at once.
That's not a happy confluence there.
No.
No. And you were living in Houston at the time?
I was living in Dallas and then moved to Houston in 97.
Okay. And when you talked with doctors about getting better from these various things that were crashing in on you, what'd they say?
Well, I've had a cross-eyedness ever since I can remember, and they told me that I had to have surgery on my eye. My cousin,
which makes sense because that's the standard way of fixing cross eyes,
right? And my cousin had the surgery because she had the same problem.
Uh huh.
And it lasted for a few months and then didn't work, and so I was very leery of that. The crushed sinuses, I had a wonderful doctor in Dallas help out there. I had a coccobellosa, bone spurs, ethmoid sinuses had grown across, and he had done a wonderful job of taking out most of that, but it still didn't open it up enough where I could breathe.
Now, when you talk about taking it out, you mean surgery?
Yeah, surgery.
And, of course, that's, you know, that's with a mallet and a chisel and, you know, yanking and poking.
Right. But it still didn't help enough. I still couldn't breathe out of the nose. It was still pretty much closed. Having a problem with sleeping at night, felt like I was asphyxiated at night. Just felt bad and miserable all the time.
That doesn't get you ready for the next day at all, does it?
Most doctors would say there was nothing wrong with me. Constant dizziness in my ear. The doctors, and I won't say where, but the doctors told me that there was nothing wrong with me. Yet I had no balance. I'd get next to a wall and fall over. All sorts of odd problems.
But you would agree, then, it's all in your head, right?
Oh, it's definitely all in my head.
But it isn't psychiatric, is it?
I don't think so.
No.
Back problems, my legs would hurt. They would give me muscle relaxants for the back problems, and they wouldn't go away. I had to... The back problems actually only went away early on with certain types of chelation.
Uh-huh. And you were also tilting when you were standing. You wouldn't stand straight with your head.
No, my head tilted at about a 45-degree angle, and I was having problems with my ankles and my back because of my body would arch in a big U-shape because my eyes were crossed, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Now, all this means someone's really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And when you talk about uncomfortable like that, of course, you know, everybody's going to be suspicious you're just after drugs because we can't find something to fix you. And also we'll offer you pretty dramatic surgery again, right?
Yeah, and I got to the point where I didn't believe in any of the drugs anymore. I'd been on antihistamines and stuff for so long that I just finally gave up on that. I couldn't do that anymore and function.
The sinuses just wouldn't open up.
Right, they wouldn't open up.
And you get some pretty flaming infections, too.
Yeah, chronic sinus infections for about 25 years.
Wow. Not the fun stuff.
No, and then when I was 21, the doctor operated on my throat thinking that that was it, and nearly I bled to death practically because of the tonsillectomy and the adenoidectomy.
Wow. Scott, we're going to come back and hear more from you in just a minute. The time is about 11 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. If you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because, you know, you've been feeling pretty good, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address and send us your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Now, Scott, when we're talking about if you're choosing to make changes to regain better health, that really was the choice you were facing as life was not turning out the way you expected.
Yeah, it was a problem.
How did you find out about this funny treatment called NCR, neurocranial restructuring?
I'm going to go back just a little bit.
All right, sir.
I had a friend that almost literally died on the test floor at the company I worked for, and he told me about a treatment that helped bring him back to life, which was chelation. And when I moved to Dallas, Dr. David Winslow and I started doing chelation. When I moved to Houston, I asked Dr. Winslow for a recommendation, and he pointed me to your direction, to some chelation, and that helped an awful lot on my blood pressure and some other problems. And then the NCR came up, and I watched the videotape, read about it, and I had just been to one of the eye clinics in town, and they told me that I was going to have surgery. My experience with surgeries have been that every one of them has worked but not worked, and the not worked portion of it's been much worse than the worked portion of it.
Sure.
So I wasn't really too willing to go have the eye surgery.
Well, if you get the best results, it's great.
Yeah, and my cousin had it, didn't work, so I said, all right, we got to try something much different and a different approach. Given that I was having trouble breathing at night, my eye was messed up, and these kind of things, one style of treatment, the NCR, seemed to be aimed at all of those particular situations, not just one.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, when we started treatments on you in April of 2002, and when you came in for your second series 3 months later, you said, you know, I really want to get this cross-eyedness tendency fixed. And as I told you, you know, we can't make something fix. We can only do the treatment and see what happens.
Right. Kind of a sidelight. When we did the first treatment, and I drove to Austin that weekend, and I was driving north on a road that drives due north, and I actually thought the road was 15 degrees off.
Yes, you told me your internal compass was off.
Yeah, and I have a tremendously good compass. I know when it's due north and when it's not, and I was off by about 15 degrees, north by northeast. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And from it, that's one of the sidelights of this.
That's not actually something we're going to boast about, turning your compass sideways.
Yeah, well, I thought it was interesting.
But it does show a change.
does show a change, and it does show that something happens. And that at that point, we were still trying to look for the movement in the eye, but we got improvement in the breathing and the nose and that type of stuff.
Right. Sinuses got better.
Sinuses got better. I didn't have as many sinus infections. I stopped. I didn't have to use the salt water snizzle as much. Didn't get sick as much, headaches, that type of thing.
That's a lot of improvement right there.
Yep.
And then you came in for series number 3 in January this year.
Yes.
And there was the surprise, huh?
Actually, that was quite interesting. The first two treatments, it was a series of 4 treatments. The first two didn't seem like they did much. On the third one, I kind of heard a crack and a pop, and when I got up, my eye didn't cross as badly. It was really quite remarkable. It's kind of hard to explain if you're not cross-eyed, but the type of cross-eyedness I have is one muscle causes me to see double vision in the lower right-hand quadrant. And the further down in that quadrant I look, the further apart the images get, to the point where they might look like they're 3-4 feet apart. And now when I look in that quadrant, they're maybe a quarter of an inch apart. They are actually very close to being together.
Wow.
And the cross-eyedness has moved way out of where it's in the range where I have problems with it. So, it's quite remarkable.
And this is now at least a couple of weeks since the treatment series.
Right.
And you're still showing improvement.
Yeah. The biggest problem I've got is that for 53 years, I've lived with the eyes being crossed.
Right.
And I'm having to unlearn the things that I had learned. For example, I always, when I looked to the lower right, I always closed my left eye.
Huh.
And I don't need to do that now, but I do it instinctively.
Out of habit.
Out of habit. A couple of interesting things. Without people knowing that I've done the NCR, I've had my the people that I work with tell me that I'm standing more erect, in the sense that my back is straighter and more tall looking, and that my head doesn't appear to be cocked over as much.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were observing and documenting on you, too.
Yeah, when I look in the mirror in the house, my head was at about 45 degrees, and now it's probably 10 degrees.
That's awesome.
So it's not perfectly straight up and down, but it's much, much, much better.
Well, you know, Scott, one of the things that we did in choosing to offer to have you come on the show was to take someone who is in process, because everybody thinks, you know, we just choose our best patients, and, you know, they've gotten all these great results, but I was fascinated by your description about how you're evolving, how you're changing through these treatment programs, and wanted to share that with our listeners this morning.
Yeah, it doesn't happen all at once.
Right. It's healing. That's right.
Yeah, it's very, very incremental. And sometimes you think you're imagining it, and all of a sudden the next day you look in the mirror and say, no, that's not an imagination. It really happened that way.
Right. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's kind of a neat thing, and I would recommend it, or I wouldn't obviously be talking to you on the show.
Exactly. And you know, the thing is, we tell people we don't know how many series it's going to take, but we also get some really unusual problems, like how many people come in and say, my head's been tilted, my eye's been crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are unusual problems, and so far you've had 3 series. Dr. Howell, the expert who developed NCR, is going to be talking with us in just a couple of minutes, and he's going to explain that we can't pick out what we're going to do, but a lot of things happen, just like for you.
Yes, it works out very nicely.
That's excellent. Do you have a parting shot for us?
Other than I've recommended it to several other people, and I really appreciate the work. It's doing very well, and the eye strain is down less, the headaches are lower. So I know it's doing something.
And the sinus is better.
And the sinuses is better.
That's just great.
Kind of odd for anyone that tries this. As your head and your things move around, all your muscles have to realign.
Right.
So you have different muscles that are contracting. And
that's and right.
So they all, you're not the same person.
Exactly.
From a muscle standpoint.
A much better person. It just takes a while to get there.
That's right.
Scott Wills of Sugarland, thanks so much for sharing with us this morning. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you later.
You're welcome.
It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep sound, feel better, and have extra energy? If so, you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies have found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep Pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. And here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. Call this toll-free number now, 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. And you know, interestingly enough, this is Sinus Pain Awareness Month. And we found that out and said, my goodness, Scott Wills is certainly one of those folks who's demonstrated a remarkable improvement in sinus discomfort and pain with the NCR, the neurocranial restructuring. You know, when I started doing this, I didn't know exactly how that sinus part worked, but it seems to work pretty uniformly, and we've actually found now some articles in the medical literature that it maybe explain why. Let's have a little bit of a blast from the past. Those of you should remember the Burma Shave roadside signs. They started in 1925. We'll share one with you now. Life is sweet, but oh, how bitter to love a gal and then not get her. Burma Shave. And just something enjoyable for you right there. Lydia from Pasadena called to ask us to share with you our special treatment for headaches, especially migraines. So today we're joined by my good friend, my teacher, and my doctor, Dr. Dean Howell of Washington State. He's a renowned naturopathic physician and the developer of a spectacular treatment that he calls NCR. And it's really quite easy because when you try to say neurocranial restructuring real fast 3 times, your tongue gets tangled. So, Dr. Howell, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on the show, John.
Absolutely. Listen, Dean, you know, it's such a pleasure to be able to offer this treatment program. And I told people when we started the show, you know, if they've had various head injuries and such like that, that they certainly need to consider NCR. But I did not tell them what NCR is all about. I was leaving that for you.
Well, how would you like me to begin?
you can tell the world I was certainly skeptical when I started.
Well, that's true. I mean, with your medical training background, something as radical or avant-garde as the treatment that I've been developing over the last 20 years is far from the mainstream.
Far, far away.
Yes. But what we can offer people are results that no one else in physical medicine can offer.
Exactly.
We can exceed the results that people frequently get with surgeries, and we can give permanent results unlike the osteopathic, chiropractic, naturopathic, manipulation, massage, and other kinds of techniques that I was trained in my medical training.
Exactly. And let's emphasize that, permanent results, because we actually make permanent structural changes that are reflected in how you feel, and it keeps getting better.
How you feel, first, because as your skeleton optimizes, it starts becoming, your musculoskeletal system starts lining up the way that you were designed to be. You might not have ever been like that your whole life, and what happens is that your joints and musculature get stronger and more efficient. I've had powerlifters be 5% stronger in 21 days of not working out after receiving NCR.
Wow.
5% increase in strength. For athletes, therefore, it's great. But it also will improve vision. So people will use weaker glasses or no glasses at all just from relieving the stress in their eyes and getting their eye sockets, the bones in their eye sockets, actually moved to make the eyeballs more symmetrically positioned, and then the eye muscles work together better. And then that same movement of the bones also makes people look better.
Right.
Because when you nowadays, many people after 40 opt for various kinds of surgery to try to keep their skin tight.
Right.
And the reason it doesn't stay tight is that the bones of their head gradually collapse because of the chronic stresses of in the connective tissues inside the skull. And as they do that, the skin, it doesn't have a firm suspension system, because, you know, your skin works in a lot of ways like the canvas on an old tent. So you have to have those tent poles in the right place and the wires snug in order to have a wrinkle-free tent. And it works the same way for your face. So as you start getting NCR, you move those bones into their original positions or moving towards their original designs, and then the skin fits better and better.
So, and you know, that is so true. And I got to tell you, first of all, my face looks better and my eyesight is better. My glasses have actually started reversing themselves.
Right.
And incidentally, let's just stop right here, Dean. I'm sure people are saying, my God, they use a rubber mallet to adjust my bones. And that's not exactly true.
Well, I have considered that. You know, I don't believe that we have to go in with preconceptions, but what we really find has worked best, initially, the treatment that first triggered me into the neurocranial restructuring was a technique called bilateral nasal specific, which dates to the 1930s. And their idea, which was a good start, was that when people have head injuries, they get their heads pushed in.
Right.
Think about it. When you take that mallet and you hit someone in the forehead, which way does the bone go?
It goes in.
It goes in. And so what happens much of the time is that the joints in the skull, because all those bones in your head, where they call them the sutures, it makes it sound like it's knitted together, but it's not. So when you hit the bones in, those sutures kind of lock up like ratchets on a socket wrench, and what happens is that they stay there.
Right.
So people will get hit in their nose, and they'll be told that the bone isn't broken, and yet the nose will look crooked for 10 years. Right? So anyhow, the idea of going from the inside and pushing it back out made as much sense as it does to the body man who's taking the dent out of the fender in your car.
Exactly.
So that was wonderful. But what I found out was that the way that doctors had trained me to do it is that it frequently did not last. So there was a missing link there. How can we make it permanent?
Right.
And the same thing happened when I learned muscle techniques to reduce tense muscles or to move bones the way that I was taught by chiropractors and naturopaths and osteopaths. I could do those manipulations, and they reversed. They'd come back 2 or 3 weeks later and say, Doc, that was really great. Do it again.
Do me more.
Right. Do it again, and they would be in the same place.
Right.
I met people that had the same treatment for 20 years after car accidents, for instance, to relieve headaches, right? So here was the idea then, was how can we change that? Well, what I found, the secret link, was that before, when I would work on people, I would line up the bones because, you know, the idea was is that they were out or in. Don't you love that binary idea? Your bones are either good or bad, they're out or in.
Yes.
So if they were out, then they needed to be corrected, and we would try to push them all back into place. We'd use little spring-loaded things. We'd use deep muscle pressures. We would crack them in different kinds of techniques. But it was always that same concept, out or in, out's bad, in's good, and push everything into the middle.
Right.
But what I found out was that when I did that, when people would be standing there, that they would be less stable than they were before I started treatment that day.
Right.
So when they're less stable, their brain is concerned, because just like a computer doesn't work as well when it vibrates and shakes around, neither does your brain.
Right. It wants to be stable.
Wants to be stable. So we had to start designing a treatment that made the person more stable than before the treatment began that day.
And, you know, one of the interesting things, when you first introduced me to this topic, was the realization the body will opt for stability even though it's uncomfortable pain-wise or muscle stress-wise or joint stress-wise, but it's stable and the brain is happier. And that's why people walk around all twisted up.
That's right. And you know, it's not just the way that they operate their musculoskeletal system. They'll choose that in their own lives. How many people do you know that don't like their jobs, and they say, don't worry, I've only got another 20 years before
right.
I retire. It's like, you know, think about it, 20 years, how many minutes is that of their life? Anyway, so we keep choosing that pattern of stability. So the trick is to design a treatment that can bring those bones in instead of out, in place, and also make the person more stable. There's a number of ways you can do it, but the collection that I'm calling neurocranial restructuring. As you know, it keeps changing, but it's to try to make all those things happen as comfortably as possible without any shock or stress to the body.
Exactly. And Dean, hold that thought. We're going to come back and talk with you. It's now about 30 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. And our joke for today is kind of a disappearing act. The nurse says, "Doctor, there's an invisible man in your waiting room." The doctor says, "Tell him I can't see him now." Next. And how often that sometimes feels like the care that we're getting. Tomorrow is the 1st of March, or is this a leap year? I'll let you figure out whether you're early or late. The first week in March is Drug and Alcohol Awareness Week, so as they say on St. Paddy's Day, I'll drink to that. Just don't drink and drive, and don't let friends drive drunk. I'd like to remind you how much this show depends on you to share your questions and ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about, and what diseases, tests, and treatments, what nutritional supplements? Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, menopause, PMS, menopause, and other hormone balances, and the list goes on and on, because health deals with basic body processes, not just squashing particular symptoms, so you could feel better than you ever expected. And what books do you want reviewed, and what authors interviewed? Many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years, so what questions do you want answered? You know, in my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available now to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. For example, people suffering with migraine headaches or chronic daily sinus congestion or allergies often take lots of medications that can injure body processes and cause undesirable effects all over, such as high blood pressure, kidney damage, and so on, requiring medical care for these as well. So correcting what's causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and worry you. You've heard the saying that there's no free lunch, but we've pioneered a way to make your feeling better much, much more affordable for you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. Wouldn't you like to know more? And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Dean Howell, naturopathic physician, Washington State, developer of neurocranial restructuring, or NCR. Dean, you were sharing with us what you were facing as a question or as a problem in trying to develop a workable treatment program for permanent results. Carry on.
Right. So the idea here is that what was being left out in all other physical medicine techniques, massage, physical therapy techniques, chiropractic, osteopathic, all of these people are meaning to do well, and they often help people feel better for a while, but their work generally makes the person less stable, so the body reverts to their older, more stable, and yet more painful and less functional pattern.
And, of course, as they revert, then they want to go back and feel good again, so they keep going back and back and back.
I've actually been to seminars, John, where they were telling me how great it was that I could make sure those people would come back at least 25 times a year.
Ouch. Yeah, that's not the point.
On a basis. This guy that was leading this seminar actually sat there and told us about how many practices he had sold by getting 25 people coming in 25 times a year, getting his practice built up enough that he'd sell it and move to a different town and do it again.
Well, that's not quite what healthcare is all about, is it?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I think it is. But it's not what we're about.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
So when you were faced with this, you were looking for something where a limited number of treatments would be very successful and give lasting results, and you started 20 years ago really developing a very special technique.
Yes, naturopathic family practice, one of the pledge I took when I graduated from medical school was essentially the original Hippocratic Oath brought up into more modern terms.
Uh-huh.
Was to treat the cause of illness, disease, and pain. Well, I mean, if I'm making people feel better and they come back in 2 or 3 weeks and say, do it again, I haven't actually succeeded. And that really bothered me.
All you have is a Band-Aid.
Yes. Yeah, it's great to help people feel better. But if they're not really better and they go back out to the front desk and book to come every 2 or 3 weeks for the rest of the year, I started feeling like I was a successful failure. I was busy.
And your patients were failing successes.
Right. And they really liked me. It wasn't that wasn't the problem.
Right.
So I had to start changing things. I had to start taking what my instructors had told me and realize that they hadn't told me the whole picture because they didn't see it either.
Right.
So then I started experimenting. And after about 13 years, I realized the importance of the patterns of stability. Once I developed ways of testing patterns of stability, then I had a clinical way of checking my results.
You know, Dina, I have to tell you here, when I first had NCR done on me by one of the fellows that you trained,
right,
I stood up from my very first treatment. I mean, I was startled at how intensely, suddenly better my nervous system was working. I mean, right away, the vision, the hearing, and so on. And right then I concluded, I'm going to learn how to do this, but I'm not going to do that weird stuff, that testing stuff. That's just too weird for me.
Right.
And then I found out that's what makes it work.
Right. You know, you can use a lot of different kinds of techniques, but unless you work with the balance system,
right,
to map out where the body is, you can't make your treatments work.
Exactly.
But as you start working with the skull structure and the head changes shape, then not only do the mechanical processes like jaw function, nose function, eyes, the shape of your spine, all those things change and you look better and you feel better, but your brain works better too because you get better flow of blood and cerebral spinal fluid because your brain is more and more in the box that it was designed to be in. And, you know, if your shoes are custom-made, they feel better than if they're box-shaped and you just kind of jam them in. And similarly for your brain, you deliver the blood and cerebral spinal fluid perfectly when it fits perfectly. So that's the way your brain actually reaches its potential.
And I tell people it's like, you remember when you did the Indian burn on each other when you were kids? That your brain is functioning under a constant stress like that. It's being twisted instead.
That's right. And so people that are having mental problems of various sorts will use drugs to distribute, or I shouldn't say to distribute, to raise the concentration of neurotransmitters in certain parts of their brain,
right,
that because of hydraulic pressures are unable to get enough naturally.
Right.
So the need for those medications is relieved because they are symptomatic by design. And you change the shape of your skull, and suddenly you're not depressed anymore. Your obsessive-compulsive behaviors diminish. You're able to start remembering more of your laundry list or your shopping list or whatever. I now do my entire proprioceptive exam and then sit down and write it down just as an experiment for myself because that means I have to remember 20 or 25 things in a row.
Right.
How many people do you know that stumble with their own phone numbers?
That's
okay.
Right.
To me, that isn't age. It isn't disease. It is a mechanical compression of the brain, and it's reversible.
Oh, yeah, it's quite a dysfunction.
Absolutely. If you want to be smart, if you want to be psychic, if you want to be emotionally developed, if you don't have a good structure, you are working in a handicapped situation the whole time.
Right. You got both hands tied behind your back. Dean, we'll be right back with you. It's now about 40 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. We'd like to pause briefly because, you know, we sometimes forget in the rush of life that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. And today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. And, you know, when I read this, I thought, I wonder if those fantasies mean he who chases drugs and surgery that would fail to solve the problem and to bring him an abundant crop. And indeed, abundant health is what we're after. Dean, back with you here to talk more about NCR, neurocranial restructuring. Dr. Dean Howell from Washington State.
Hi again, John.
Hi again, sir. And, you know, when I listen to how rationally you make all this sound, we talk about balance and stability and normalizing function, all these things sound so simple now because you've made it that way in the last 20 years of research. You've really brought it forward.
That has been my intent, and I'm glad to see that I'm starting to become successful in reaching those goals I made out so many years ago.
Uh-huh. It's interesting to see that accomplishment now.
Yeah. Not only that, it's partly because I receive the therapy, too.
Right. That helps.
So as my brain has worked better, I was able to understand these situations better, too.
And you know, that's an interesting point, because as we get older, you know, people think there's some area of life, some zone where you kind of peak, and then after that it's all downhill. Well, it is if you don't get things corrected and stable and balanced and improved.
Right. How many people do you know that say that they remember the good old days and they'd like to go back to them? When I think about what I was doing 25 years ago, it's like, please, please don't make me go back to that.
Let
me stay here now. Thank you very much. I like it better.
Exactly.
And I think it's sad when people tell it to me the other way. That means that there's something that's not going right in their life. And as a physician, I figure that that's part of what I'm supposed to be there to do.
But you know, Dean, everybody says when things are not going well in their life, that's a psychological thing. You know, that's not physical. Or if it's physical, it's pretty obvious. You know, my knee hurts and that's limiting me or so on. And it's a whole different perspective to say, listen here, just wait a second. If your brain isn't working right, that's the neuro part, because your skull is twisted and turned from injuries in the past, that's the cranial part, then simply restructuring that can provide a whole new world of function.
You know, I think, John, that even though I think that spirit and attitude are really important, that they're pretty much the product of three things. It's pretty much remove the toxins from people, so
right.
The heavy metals, pesticides and all that kind of stuff,
uh-huh.
The excitotoxins in their diet, get them out of that. Work with their general environment so they're not sitting in strong magnetic fields and eating bad food and things like that. And the third thing is to fix their structure. And when we get that stable tripod going, what I find is that a lot of people feel better inside about the rest of themselves because their brain works better. They're now pain-free. They're now able to do the physical things that they considered limiting before.
Right. They can get on with life.
Right. And so to do that, it requires the kinds of medicines that we do, because we need to work with their structure. We need to repopulate their bowels with good bacteria. We need to have them avoid the foods that they're reactive to. We need to keep them off the amazing chemicals that are being added into our diets.
Ah, the ones that jazz us up, the excitotoxins.
Yeah, oh, there's so many nasty things out there. The whole idea is that, you know, that's what we're trying to do, right? It's to remove those insults from people's bodies, to not have them do new things, and then to fix their structures. And when we do those things, then most of the time they already start feeling more spiritual. They already feel happy. They already wake up with energy. And so the idea that we need to minister to their souls or counsel them, I mean, how can you talk somebody out of being depressed?
How true that is, especially how can you talk someone out of hurting in their knee when their knee absolutely hurts?
Right.
You know, they know that knee hurts, and they might get a little bit of biofeedback for a while, but they definitely do come back to the idea, hey, that still hurts.
Well, I mean, I liked biofeedback when I first did it, but then I realized what it was teaching me to do was to accept my pain.
Right. Learn to live with it.
Accept your pain and be happy. It's like, come on now, you know?
Dean, we're going to be right back with you. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better and have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Scientific blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders. You may think that the Magnetico Sleep Pad is too good to be true, and Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied, so Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right, I said a 6-month satisfaction guarantee, so you can start feeling good again, confidently. For more information on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, please call this toll-free number now. That's 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. And you'll notice many of the things that we talk about with the Magnetico Sleep Pad are ones that we talk about with other treatment programs here, such as the NCR, the reconstructive therapy we do for joints and backs and necks and so on. You have to remember this is a whole body system we're dealing with. Whatever is the essential, the key, the special sparkle that takes care of your problem is the one that we're trying to find for you and use all the others to add in and help out. Today's celebrity birthdays, race car winner Mario Andretti, born in 1940. And speaking of Oscars, we just missed actress Elizabeth Taylor's birthday, February 27th, 1932. We're talking with Dr. Dean Howell, Washington State naturopathic physician, who has developed over the last 20 years as wonderful treatment called NCR, neurocranial restructuring. Dean, we've got about 15 minutes left. Let's have people really understand what are we doing here that people so thoroughly get better? Why are they so excited about NCR?
Well, I think the biggest reason that they are so excited is that it's the first time in their life that they've actually had their physical and mental conditions reverse, and it's with one treatment.
Right, all at the same time.
Right.
Yep.
Because they have the same cause. They only have one cause, and it's manifested in different ways.
Right.
One person will be grouchy, and another person will limp, and the other person will have headaches, and the fourth person will have low back pain, and they have common cause.
And you lift out the sinus guys, and you lift out the people who toss and turn in their sleep.
Right, and TMJ.
Right.
Double vision.
Right.
Right.
So
all of those conditions have fundamentally uniting them that they're basically mechanical in nature.
You know, when I start talking about nutritional medicine and the whole holistic or alternative complementary thing, and it sounds like it's ridiculous that we treat everything, but when you realize that your brain is in one place and that controls what's happening all over your body, when you start making your brain work better, all over your body starts getting better.
That's right.
It's remarkable.
It's exciting, isn't it, though? I mean, I like when I go to work.
Me too. It's,
you know,
it's a fun medicine.
Oh, I have to go to work. It's just like, gee, I always thought it was get to. I get to go to work, you know? I get to go see people. They like to see me. They're all happy. They're excited. They thank me. I mean, you know, when I was doing more routine, mundane kinds of family practice things, you know, 20 years ago when I started my medical practice, it wasn't that way.
Right.
They'd trudge out and say, well, I'll try this next.
Yeah, and it didn't work. And this one, who knows whether this one will work any better and so on.
Yeah, and then they might be happy when they come back in 6 weeks. And then that was the dice roll. What percentage? Am I feeling lucky today?
Yeah. But Dean, it's so good to roll the dice like that because remember, somebody else is paying for it. Some HMO or some insurance company could care less whether you actually feel better.
Actually, John, they're predicated on the idea that people will just keep paying in each year and that they'll take a little bit less out than they pay in so that money that they keep, they can invest and make profits from.
Lots of profits, lots of profits.
Lots of profits. It's huge money there. And so at base, they don't really care if you get better.
You just have to keep paying in.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, if you accidentally get better, you just keep paying in and they don't have costs going out.
Right. And you notice that the people that they like are the ones that are trying to take care of themselves, and they go outside the system because then they don't ask for any money at all.
That's right.
And they keep paying somewhere between $400 and $700 a month per person.
Right. Gosh, it's really true. It is that much, too.
You see, if they just gave everybody back their money and let them pick out for themselves, we would be busier.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be a level playing field anymore. It would be, you know, the people could actually choose how to get healthy. And that's important. Listen, I want to just have you mention, if you will, for us, you have a wonderful book on NCR and a CD-ROM that can go with that as well. Tell us how to get those.
Well, there's two ways you can get them. You can go to my website, which is drdeanhowell.com, drdeanhowell.com, or you can call toll-free 888-252-0411, and we'll be happy to help you. You can order them online, or you can talk, leave a message or call in when my front office is there, and we'll be happy to ship it to you. The costs are quite reasonable. The book is $12 plus shipping and handling, and the CD-ROM or the VHS videotape are $20.
Right, and those are very reasonable. Of course, we carry those in our office as well because they're wonderful ways to introduce people to this NCR. Now, you know, NCR is more than just a treatment for headaches or sinuses or imbalance. As a matter of fact, you know, I'll share with the listeners and with you, I did the third series of NCR on my dad just recently. And I recently also had him on the radio show here. And he said, you know, this morning I don't want to talk about the NCR because I really don't think I've had that much benefit from it. And I said, hey, Dad, that's fine. And I'd done a couple of series on him 2 years ago or so. And in the meantime, he had fallen a couple of times and hit his head, and he was complaining more and more of imbalance problems. And sure enough, after that radio show, we went ahead and did a series of NCR. A series is 4 days in a row, a treatment each day. That's one series of NCR. And, you know, on day three, he said, you know, I think my balance is doing better. And on day four, he said, my balance is definitely better. And now, weeks later, his balance continues to be wonderful. So hitting his head had a lot more impact, and it's not just because he's 86 years old. It's because he hurt himself.
That's right.
So, you know, NCR does what it does based on the injuries that you've suffered, what changes you've got to your own skull puzzle. And, you know, one of the remarkable things is the migraine headaches.
Well, you know, John, I'm kind of jumping the gun because we haven't actually published our study yet.
Uh-huh.
But we're finding that in a study that was done by, not by me, but by my students, so it's something that can be taught and passed on.
Exactly.
That over three-fourths of the people in our study had almost total resolution of their migraine symptoms in 2 4-day sequences of treatment with a 6-month follow-up.
Exactly. And the nice news about that is, you know, that it casually is each of us when we're doing our patients. We just notice that the migraine headache patients stay away because they're doing better. Right. But in this little study, we actually two of us did the setup on the study, and then one of us actually did the treatments, and that's Dr. Linda Martin here in Willis, Texas. And what we found was absolutely spectacular. Two of the 10 people completely had their headaches go away. I mean, that was it. They're just gone. And the remaining patients, four more were over 75% to 90% reduced in their headache problems right away, and then continued to show gradual improvement. So we're talking spectacular results with migraine headaches. No drugs, no surgery.
The best results ever recorded in medicine.
That's exactly right. None of the other treatments do it. None of the others do it.
I mean, it is so routine that when I meet somebody that has a migraine history, I just tell them that we can just stop that.
Right.
And I go, well, what percentage of the time? I said, I didn't say percentage. I said, we can stop that.
Right, exactly.
Essentially, I am shocked if I'm not able to get total resolution of those kinds of symptoms.
Well, you know, Dean, when we say that, people don't believe us.
Yeah, well.
But it's so true.
I always have said, you know, put up or shut up, and I put up. I will not make a promise to somebody that I can't keep.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'm a difficult person.
Well, you know, when we first started, when I came for training, you said, you know, migraines could take up to 6 series of treatments to go away. And quite honestly, you know, I've never had a patient go past one. In our study, we did 2, And basically three out of the four patients had a 90% or greater reduction in their migraines, virtually disappearing.
Right.
And, you know, that's just with two series. So this is spectacularly successful.
It's so easy to get rid of sinus headaches and migraines and things like that, that it's just, I mean, it shocks me when I have gone and approached research organizations and approached doctor organizations to say that we have a technique that works that well, and have them actually physically pat me on the shoulder and said, I'm sure you do, and refuse
yes.
to even look at any of the information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so true.
But it is that, I want the listeners out there to understand, it really is that good. If you have headache problems, go see Dr. John. You're in Houston. You can get rid of your headaches fast. You don't have to keep putting up with them anymore. There's no such thing as an aspirin deficiency. There is no such thing.
It must be Tylenol deficiency, or it must be ibuprofen deficiency.
but, you know, I mean, they're not interested in having this out there. I was told by the person that delegates research money at the university I attended that, you know, that I wouldn't be able to get any nonprofit to give me money for research because there had to be a profit motive underlying it, and that meant either expensive equipment or expensive medications. And
right.
he told me that if I could come up with that, that they could find me the research money, and I was looking for $100,000. They told me I could find it in less than an hour.
In less than an hour.
And it's taken me 4 years, and what do we have now? $2,500.
That's exactly. See, what you need to do is study a treatment that doesn't really work that well, Dean. I've tried to coach you on this.
But I mean, really, people have a wonderful opportunity out there.
All they have
to do is go check it out. It's quick. It's easy. In your case, Dr. John, you've got a medical license, which makes them have better insurance coverage than they get with somebody like me, because I have a naturopathic doctor's license, which is more limiting for insurance coverage.
Exactly.
I have an international practice, though. I got to say, you know, people fly
That's right.
in from Europe and Australasia and other places because it works that well.
And you train people from around the world to do it as well.
That's true. And it's because it works. They can learn it, go home, and get results immediately. It's so exciting.
Excellent. Dr. Dean Howell, thank you for joining us this morning. I'd like to, again, tell people about your book and your CD-ROM. Easily available, dial 1-888-252-0411, or take a look on the website, www.drdeanhowell.com.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Dean. Have a great day.
You too.
Sam from Houston wrote to ask us to answer one simple question. Does he have to have hip replacement surgery? Well, this next week we're going to deal with a book called Do What You Want to Do regarding reconstructive therapy, or RT as we call it, for neck, back, joint arthritis, injuries, sports injuries, and hip problems. This show today is dedicated to those who have faith in the American elections process. Right now, it still looks as though no one can beat anyone in this fall's presidential election. Is this another Florida deja vu all over again? Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, production assistants Catherine Hill and Kathy Guyon. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers that can help you regain and maintain better health. And audio tape and CD copies of this show are available. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN to share these with family and friends. I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? And what questions do you want answered? What would you like for me to interview in terms of people that really make the world happen, like Dr. Howell? Please share your ideas by email. That's info@healthchoicesnow.com, by fax 281-540-4329, or by mail. Call us at 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads available on our website. That's www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now. They're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're next to Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map, since we'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Exclusively on Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.